It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
This is episode number 10 of the B-movie breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm DRC.
And this is a weekly podcast where we find the humor, enjoyment, and lower budget and lesser known films of the past and present.
Do your podcast later, after Death Sport.
Home of the good, the bad, and the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode so you too can enjoy it. Join in on the madness. Yeah, and join in. I mean, you can join in on the madness. You can listen to our podcast on iTunes if you subscribe there, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our site, on our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on our Twitter, @bnbpodcast, or on Facebook, facebook.com/bnbpodcast. One more time, the theme song in the beginning was written and created by Jonathan Mann, Man with Two N's, jonathanmann.net, Song of Day Man on YouTube. Remember, Man with Two N's.
In case anybody's wondering what the BMB stands for, it's Big Mary Ball Movement. We just didn't include the last M.
Why not? Why didn't we include it, Dan?
Because we're going green, Corey. All the people that are going to be printing this out, you know how much extra ink they're going to waste if they have to print out a second M? We should just not even have initials at all.
Is that like a thing, like movie theaters and McDonald's and stuff like that have the marquees out front still? Like it costs more money for certain letters, so maybe they'll use like a 3 for an E if they lose an E or something?
I think they just order one set and they only get a certain amount of all these letters, and these places should take into account how common you're going to use E's and not, you know, screw people with, oh, you only get 3 E's and here's 3 Q's too because you're going to need all of them.
Yeah, why waste the money on a Q when you can just give another E? So, I forgot to mention, every movie that we do is available on Netflix, so you can watch it on there, so you can join in with us, like I said before, as well. We will be revealing it each prior episode. So this week, our movie is Jack Frost.
Not the Michael Keaton version.
No. Not the Michael Keaton family friendly.
Become the snowman dad for Christmas or whatever. Yeah. Fuck.
Not the family friendly Jack Frost. This is 1996 horror movie Jack Frost. You know what? I forgot that. I think we've forgotten the past couple times a Netflix recommendation.
We have.
And I don't know why we forgot it, but I'll throw one out there. I saw recently they re-added Batman, the original 1960s Batman movie on Netflix. So definitely check that out if you are a fan of Batman or
if you want to see Batman uses bat shark repellent.
Oh, yeah.
And who wouldn't?
And that's right away in the very beginning of the movie, too. So there's no skipping around for the
bat
shark.
Just so you know, whenever you hit a shark with shark repellent, it explodes. So if you're looking for a manly-ass gift for your significant other this Christmas, shark repellent. Make sharks go boom.
Or if you want to see Batman run around with a bomb.
Yeah. I don't know where to put it. I can't throw it down there. There's ducks.
Oh, there's a marching band here.
Some it's days, so Naked Gun.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. So that would definitely be a Netflix recommendation for this week. I saw that got re-added and I was super pumped because I really, really like that movie.
Well,
especially being a fan of the original series.
I, having forgotten about this like an idiot for a while, the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head is if you were a fan at all of the WB or CW series last year, The Secret Circle, not only did they cancel it for no good reason, they've denied it a proper home video release for no good reason, so the only way you can see it is to stream it on Netflix, as far as I know. And I still haven't gotten around to it myself. I really want to. It looked very promising. I saw like a stray episode of it in the middle of the season, and I really want to get to it. Granted, this isn't the kind of thing that we'd watch or talk about on here, but if you wanted to see something that was more like the witch and magic genre that didn't get turned into a pointless, you know, little TNA light fest like Charm did, this would be the one.
All right, there we go. Secret Circle and Batman the movie. So, this movie, Jack Frost, was recommended to us on Twitter, at Movie Vigilante recommended this for us. So we took it on, and wow. Like I said last week, I'd seen the second one, but I don't know. I don't really remember much about the second one. I think the snowman was the same deal. Like, they went the same route as in, like...
Was there just a different killer?
No, it was Jack Frost. I mean, they leave it open at the end.
Well, since you said it was like, it's a... never mind. I just...
Well, it's him. He, like, travels through the ocean to get the sheriff on his vacation. And then there's, like, little baby Jack Frost.
Oh, is he, like, in Hawaii or something?
Yeah. And then and then there's, like, little baby Jack Frosts. Like, little, like, gremlin-looking ones. They look way better than he does. Like, he's still just the stupid snowman, you know what I mean? Like, in a guy in a stuffed animal costume.
Why couldn't those guys have invaded Snow Buddies on the Disney Channel?
Well, like, what we were talking about beforehand, maybe we can get a Jack Frost Thanksgiving crossover.
Oh, my God, yes. That would be amazing. This is, like, the 90s version of Thanksgiving, basically.
Yeah, basically. So, the movie opens up with, honestly, I feel... was my favorite part of the whole movie. But yeah, anyways, the movie starts off with this really weird, like, little kid voice. You can clearly tell it's not a real little kid.
Grandpa, tell me a story. I want a Christmas story, but I don't want a good one. I don't want it to be scary or something.
Yeah, he goes, do you want a scary story or a happy scary story? Yeah. She's like, happy scary story. I was just like, what is going on? And then the opening credits, along with the voiceovers, they're all on ornaments. Like, they didn't have the budget to do, like, a real, like, opening credit sequence, so they...
Well, it's funnier to not show the two people talking, because they obviously don't...
Although, that was fine. I didn't have a problem with that. Though I would have liked to see what this little kid looked like, just based off the voice. But the speech was just so funny. Like, the guy's talking about how this killer had their brains all runny. And, like, what kind of fucked up story is this? He's like, he loves stabbing.
Nobody knows why he killed. Maybe he just did because of this. Or maybe he just liked having red things that went squish when you poke them.
And
he
stabbed out their eyeballs with candlesticks.
Yeah.
And all this insane stuff.
He did a little
stuff.
Social pruning and decided to puree a few locals.
I was like, what kind of quote-unquote uncle tells this story to a little kid?
The creepy, touchy kind.
Yeah,
that's what.
Seriously. I was just like, whoa, this is so weird. Okay.
Uncle Remus is in Remus.
Good old Uncle Remus. So then it cuts to, he's like, he's about to be executed, blah, 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 blah. So then the story picks up. So you're in the backwater town of Snow Mountain. That's right, Mountain, not Mountain, Mountain. And there's
like
a...
Wonton?
And
yeah, Wonton?
There you go, Mountain.
Yay.
There's a truck that's carrying serial killer Jack Frost on his way to be executed. He'd been on the run for a long time and never been able to be caught. And after a trail of 38 bodies across 5 states, he finally was caught by the sheriff of the town in Snow Mountain.
Well, what I really like is a couple of the little things that are kind of in the background that people might not have noticed. For one, there's this terrible blizzard going on, so even if this guy... Well, first of all, if somebody's on death row, pretty sure you get... If you're not going to be if you're not currently at where you're going to be executed, you'd be transferred there well in advance.
Oh,
not
yeah,
the
not,
night of.
Not
we got to get him to the chair by midnight, guys. And even if it was like that, why would you send people out in such terrible weather and there's a good chance that they're going to get killed, get in a wreck or something?
Yeah.
If you need to do that, you sit on it for a couple days and let shit clear. But while they're driving with one single pathetic wiper on this giant truck's windshield, you can see underneath the driver, like, some Christmas decorations. It's either, like, some kind of garland or something made to look like pine tree needles, but it's not like a tree, it's just like a rope of it or something.
Yeah. And where the wiper is, okay, it's wiping that one little spot for them to see, but then the guy is wiping the inside of the windshield.
Well,
I was like...
Sometimes you have to do that, yeah, but only if you're retarded enough to not turn on the defog.
Yeah, but it was like, so he's wiping, but the window wasn't even frosted. The window's just wiping the snow away, and he's wiping the inside. I thought that was kind of weird. And then that same guy, there's a black guy and a white guy, and then the black guy yells, deep fried! And I thought he was just going to yell deep fried chicken just because he was black. I was just like, whoa, this guy's just going to yell deep fried chicken. I didn't know this movie was racist at the same time of being a horror movie. But no,
instead, you just turned out to be the racist. Yes.
Well, he just yelled deep fried. I didn't know Jack was going to come after it.
Oh, boy.
He's like, deep fried Jack! And then Jack, the guy who plays Jack before he's a snowman, looks insane.
Oh, yeah, completely.
The guy literally can only play serial killers or creepy people because he looked insane. Just absolutely.
He would have been a good runner-up for playing Mac's dad on Always Sunny.
Seriously. Yeah, definitely. That looked kind of like him, actually.
See you soon, son. See you real soon.
I seen that guy in something else not long ago, and he was kind of, he didn't play a character like that, and I thought it was like, it's just so weird seeing him as that creepy like character on Always Sunny to what he was playing and whatever else I saw him in. So they're in the truck, and then the truck crashes.
Well, not before showing this this other little truck going by, of course, doing something else so vitally important in the middle of this stupid blizzard. This genetics truck, I forget what it said now, but like, genetics and DNA and something, and this guy can barely see too, and it's like that Crash on Family Guy with the invention of Reese's, you know. Like, oh no, I'm in another lane for some reason.
Yeah, and I don't know, and then they collide, and Jack escapes.
Well, before that, he managed to kill the guy who was sitting in the back with him, even though he was chained, and God knows how he pulled that
off. Well, he asked the guy for a cigarette.
Yeah, but he denied him, so yeah. He just blew the smoke in his face like he had nothing to work with. How'd that even happen?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. But when the cars were crashing, instead of actually showing cars crashing, they just had cameras spinning.
Yeah.
It was just like a headache of like a minute or two of cameras spinning. So, and then after that, the one crashes into the chemical truck, and instead of Jack just simply running off or whatever, he just stands there and lets these chemicals hit him.
Well, I don't think he knew it was going to happen. He got out to talk shit to the one.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, though. He didn't, but he's seen it, and he goes, come at me! Or he says something before it hits him, so he knows something's going to blow up and he's going
to
die.
I thought he was talking to the cop, not the chemicals. Like, I didn't think
he noticed. I assumed he was talking about the chemicals because it kept showing the thing for the chemicals, like, shaking and shaking and shaking.
No, I don't think he knew what was going on there. I think he was just talking to the cop. Like, he was that crazy. Like,
yeah.
You've got a gun, but come at me, bro!
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Well, then, this is like probably the best effect in the whole movie, and they clearly spent a lot of their budget on this, is when all the chemicals hit Jack and his skin and skeleton and everything start to melt. And it did look really cool. I thought it looked really awesome, but as far as the special effects go, that was at the peak. That was the peak of the movie. After that, it just kind of goes downhill and never peaks back up.
Yeah, but considering it's 96 and they probably couldn't afford CG for the snowman,
well, yeah,
I
no.
can kind of forget
yeah,
it.
But I know they couldn't use CG for the snowman, but why not have him in make a mold for a mask or something that looked like, it looked like the guy in the cover. It never looks like what the cover looks like. That's true. It's definitely one of the, there's plenty of movies like that, especially B-movies, where there's something either on the front cover or the back cover that's never in the actual movie. And this is, in this case, it's the entire front of the movie. I remember seeing this at video stores back in like 96 when it came out, because it was a direct-to-video release. But I do remember seeing this the tape at the video stores and just being like, you know, like, oh god, that's crazy looking. And then like, there was like a naked girl in the back or whatever. And there was the scene in the bathtub, but it was her, she's showering and Jack Frost is behind her.
Yeah.
And that never happens.
Well, you gotta do promo photos, and why not go for the psycho homage with you?
Yeah.
Soon to be famous Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't know why they didn't make it look like, they could have made a sweet mask that looked like what the cover of this movie looked like. It didn't have to be cheesy. They could have made him bold and had like a decent mask.
It would have been really nice to see some real motion out of him instead of just suddenly he's just there. Like, it's his first movie. I don't think he's earned the right to do that goofy Jason shit where you just go, and now you're like down three flights of stairs and in front of somebody.
Yeah, and then all you see a jacket until the end of the movie is like this floppy hand, this like floppy snowman hand. That's like really all you see the entire time.
No, you see more of that, but like I said, he's just like there, like immobile and just like, oh, there's a snowman here for some reason.
Oh, now I'm dead. So, well, and then for cuts from then and right into these flashbacks that Sheriff Sam Tiller, I think was his name, he keeps having these flashbacks of Jack Frost going into being arrested and going to jail, and he's like, I'll find a way! Yeah. I'll find a way!
And then he's going through these threatening letters he sent him from prison, and why did these get out in the first place? Yeah. Somebody's on death row, I'm pretty sure they have to check anything they're sending out.
Yeah,
go ahead, send threatening letters to the guy that arrested you, it's cool.
That's fine.
But what I also loved is, this guy was supposedly so... you know, slick and ingenious. He hadn't been caught till now, but, you know, he doesn't know how to properly try to play off a cop who happens to see him stopped on the side of the road. And if he hadn't have been a dick to him, he probably just wouldn't have thought anything of it and let him go.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, a cop, huh? Yeah, give me your ID. And like, no, get away from the car. Well, what do you want? You want my ID? You're getting away from the car. My ID's in the car. Oh, come on, officer. How stupid are you? And then, like, that's why he got arrested. And they just figured it out from there.
So, okay, the one really funny part I thought was, okay, we're introduced to the sheriff, and then he goes to the downtown of Snowmonton, which nobody seems to live anywhere near this downtown.
Oh, hold on,
everyone
hold on.
Lives on the outskirts.
Before he leaves his house, his little boy is trying to make him something, and I couldn't quite tell what it was. Like, to me, it looked like he was trying to mix up some kind of melted chocolate and other things, because my mom actually does that for Christmas, or she like melts down chocolate chips, throws in peanut butter, raisins, marshmallows, and it all comes out really good. That's what it looked like at first. Me, he's like, wait, Dad, here, I made you a lunch. And he like gives him this big wooden spoon. By the time he pulls it out, it looks like a big old piece of shit on there. And he's just like, why don't you put that in a baggie for me? I'll have it for lunch. Yeah, put that turd in a baggie and I'll eat it later. So he gives him like two big spoonfuls. And he's just like, ah, okay.
Yeah, was his kid supposed to be, like, kind of special?
I think he was just young and dumber than most people for that age.
Because he was kind of slow.
There's a lot of stupidity in horror movies that, like, if you saw it in real life, you'd be like, oh, he's slow. But
yeah, you know. But, like, the kid was especially slow. Like, I don't know.
I've seen a lot worse. Like, what's his name last week in Swamp Thing?
Oh, yeah. These two could have been best friends. So, when they introduce all the... The main characters, it's in this downtown area, and instead of just like kind of showing them and whatever, and they all kind of just interacted together, for some reason the sheriff has to have these one-on-one conversations with each of them, and like 5 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's Shannon Elizabeth's character. Okay, now we're going to talk to her for 5 minutes. Oh, then we're going to go, you know, we're going to stand 5 feet away from the... It was almost shot like documentary... Not like documentary, but like a reality show, or like a Real World or something, where you just see two people talking, but as if they were trying to act, and they couldn't act at all. Like, hello, Billy. Oh, hi, Sheriff Sam. Oh, good seeing you, Billy. You like to do this. It's foreshadowing you're going to do something else later. Yup, you're sure right. See you later. Say hi to your dad. Like, it was very much every conversation, no matter if it was with the kids or the store owner or that one guy, Billy, his dad, who was a complete ass.
Oh, yeah, and then his mom was pretty weird,
too.
Oh,
yeah, like, she's like,
when I was little, I wanted to be the angel on top of the tree, and then her husband's just basically like, fuck you.
Yeah, he's just like, okay.
And then the one kid is like trying to tell, hey, Sheriff, what's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman? Ah, I don't care, Billy. But snowballs.
Yeah, and then they say that later, and it doesn't make any sense.
No.
It makes, when he says it later, I actually forgot that said it was a joke in the beginning of the movie, because literally when he says it later, it's so out of context.
Yep.
And it has nothing to do with what's going on.
Nope.
I was just like, what? Why did he even say this?
Well, with all the shitty quips him and his deputies whip out throughout the movie, it just seemed to be in character, though.
And then when they're there and they're making all the snowmen and stuff and decorating the trees, it literally looks like summertime out.
Yeah.
It looks like
when they're showing like his driveway, it looks like they've got real snow around there. But when they're downtown, I was just like, oh boy,
yeah,
they had to shoot and they didn't have real snow, so they just had to get fake shit.
Yeah, they made some fake snow, but not really for the ground, because the ground looks completely dry.
All the snowmen were like, you know, fake, like fuzzy looking shit.
Yeah.
Especially like Billy's naked chick thing.
Yeah,
with the boobs
woman
on there, like
snow,
oh, great,
babe,
hairy snow boobs.
He's like, I'm making a snow babe. Yeah. Shit, I lost my spot.
Oh, I love he goes back to, or he's on his way back, or maybe it's when he gets back to the little police station there, and they're telling him like, oh, it's great, isn't it? You know, Jack Frost dead, it's the end of an era. How is it an era? I mean, granted, he was killing people, but it didn't sound like they'd put it together of, you know, like, this was one guy and everything, and now suddenly he had an era.
The thing is, this is
over.
It's not like he just terrorized this one town either.
Yeah.
It was over 5 states. Why do they care
end
so
of an
much?
Era. My God.
Yeah.
Like, really?
And then when the sheriff goes into his station, the woman has on the police report,
yeah, he's like,
someone
what's,
died.
What's wrong, Marley? It looked like somebody died. And she just hands him a note that says, somebody died.
Yeah.
Like,
and
from so-and-so.
And it's like it was like a police report.
Yeah.
She hands him. That's what she just wrote. It wasn't even what she wrote. It was a stamp.
Yeah.
It literally looked like a stamp that just said, someone died. Like, that's just how they do this shit in this backwoods town. Like, oh, someone died. Stamp it again. Boom.
Well, she just didn't give a fuck at first. And later on, she seems to be like a little more sociable and sympathetic. I wish they just would have had her be a complete cunt the whole movie, because she's sitting there smoking this cigarette with the hair dryer on full blast, almost looking like she's blowing the hair dryer on the cigarette. Like, why?
Yeah. So then they go find the dead body, and it's old man Harper,
who we've never seen at all, and we just see this frozen, creepy looking dead body sitting here now. Like, why do we?
And why do they say that it looks like his head's been forced back by a giant mitten? Like,
yeah.
Why is it even? Jack Frost doesn't even wear mittens, for one, and two, I get it, because, like, the snowman. No, this is what I wouldn't have minded out of Jack Frost. Why would his arms, if they would have been, like, sticks?
Yeah.
Like, that might have been a little bit better or something than the fuzzy, like, fuzzy furball, you know, mall snowman, like, costume or something. But, yeah, so everybody is, like, flipping their shit, too, about old man Harper dying. Like, old man Harper's dead. Like, everyone's like flipping out. Like, okay, he's old. He was sitting outside frozen. He could have just died because he's old.
It's like all these old people you hear about in heat waves in the city, where like they like the heat and they refuse to like leave their place if they don't have air conditioning to go someplace to cool down, and they just die. Except
you
never really hear about this. Oh, this old guy thought he could take the cold sitting out there with no coat in his rocking chair, because all I'll be damned if the snow is going to stop me from rocking on my porch. I guess it sounds like something that might happen, maybe, if somebody was that.
Yeah, but everybody was like flipping out, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that
but,
it, like,
they're like, you know, oh, is there a killer in town? Oh, we got to look for drifters immediately. It's an outsider. Oh my God.
Yeah. And they didn't even say that it looked like he was murdered at first.
Yeah.
It's not till they
just jump right on that. Somebody died. It was murder. And it had to have been one of them queerosexuals from out of town.
Well, okay, well, in between there, they cut to the sheriff's house at one point, and the mom comes home, and the kid is making cookies, and he just goes, look, I made special.
I forgot about that.
And she goes, oh, you made special? And he goes, yeah, I made special. And then because he, like, made these, like, oats or something. Remember, they're like, what did you put in the oats?
Yeah, that's what he gave him before. Like, I couldn't tell that's what it was till they mentioned it at the
end
of the movie.
But
was oatmeal.
Yeah, but they said something, like, maybe he made the cookies out of it, too. Maybe that's what he was using the stuff for, his cookies.
Oh, God.
But he just goes, look, I made special. Not like I made special cookies or what special was. That's when I thought maybe he was special.
Yeah, they told me I made the special class at school. Isn't that awesome, Mom?
Yes, you made special.
No wonder that gang of kids just showed up to fuck with him in his own driveway. Well,
and then she's like, who made the snowman outside? And he's like, oh, I didn't. She's like, well, go put a face on it. That's what it needs.
Yeah, and she gives him 2 carrots instead of 1 for some reason. Like, oh,
penis.
Yep.
Penis. So
that'll come into play later.
Oh, yeah. No, but he uses his nose. Anyways,
I know, but never mind.
No, I know. But, so when he goes out there to, this is another reason why I thought maybe he was a little special. Because he goes out there to make the face for the snowman, and he puts on a snowman puppet on his hand and is like talking to it and uses it for the basis on how to make a snowman's face. He had a snowman cookie in his hand before. Yeah. He clearly knows what a snowman's face looks like.
Well, take this out there, little Jimmy. I wouldn't want you to forget what you're doing or your name or where you are.
Yeah, and then the bully comes, which is Billy. That's
There's actually a whole group of kids behind him. But, like, they're almost like the killer. Like, he just turns around, and they're suddenly just there, all with a big old sled that they've all carried with them.
Yeah, they each have a sled with them, and they're like, black ice! They kept saying something about black ice in the yard, and I was really confused.
He's like, why are you doing your sledding here on my property, which is a real good question, especially considering it's the town sheriff's property.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Like, oh, we need the black ice on your driveway. How do you know there's black ice there? You don't live here, motherfucker!
And they weren't even sledding on the driveway, they're sledding in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they proceed to start sledding, and then when the one kid goes to sled Billy, the snowman pushes him down, and somehow
somebody else is not just sledding behind him, but sledding fast enough to decapitate him with one of the blades on the thing.
Yeah.
Or, do they even really have, like, blades on those, though? I always thought they were flat, but... Or flatter.
Maybe they were, like, really old-timey ones, and they had blades. You know, you never know with this little backwater town of Snow Montan. Yeah, so then they kind of accused the kids, the little special kid, as far as him.
You decapitated this guy. I don't even know what a snowman looks like, motherfucker.
I made special. I fucking made special.
But I don't know, it just sounds like it would be right in thinking with the way the stupid town runs, you know. Oh, it's a strange drifter from out of town. The special kid has to be the murderer. Who else would have the diabolical reasoning to figure that out?
And I thought maybe like a funny twist at the end would have been like, oh, the whole time it was the kid killing everybody, just walking around with the snowman puppet, and that's what people kept seeing was the snowman puppet.
They all ate his special.
But it's like,
they made them hallucinate.
It's like a split personality. Like, he was just like, part of him was Ryan, and the other part was Jack Frost. And he's just like, I'm Jack Frost, motherfucker! And then he just goes back, and he's just like, I made special! And then at the end of the movie, they catch him, and he's just in a mental institution with the puppet, like rocking back.
Special, like Calvin and Hobbes. Mars is amazing. Yeah. Mars is amazing.
Yeah, basically just like that. But instead, everyone like. So what you're seeing is like this snowman killing everybody. But in the end, they like flash back to all the killings, and it's him with the puppet, just like smashing this woman's face into ornaments. Great ending.
That would be wonderful.
But no, this movie couldn't be as brilliant as that.
It's like he could be the new Jason, the special kid who starts killing people.
Special Red. I don't know. Because I never remembered his name for the longest time. I just kept writing Red.
Oh, yeah.
Until I realized his name was
I didn't bother to remember a single person's name in this movie.
Some of these names I'm pulling off the wiki page because I also didn't remember. But in between kind of this like murder that happens and whatnot, you learn that the government knows about this crash and that it was with this genetics thing. And
well, the one cop survived, and these shady people show up to ask him what happened. They just instantly know what's going on, and like you'd think they would have started some kind of quarantine thing that night, but of course they didn't.
Yeah, and then when the kid is murdered, the dad is such an asshole. Then too, he's yelling at the wife, so pissed off. He's not even upset. Well, he's more just like, fuck you, bitch. Your feet fucking got his head cut off because you wanted to be a fucking angel on a tree. Like,
no, she...
Not because of that, but like, he's going off on her.
She's like... I could see him being mad in this instance because they're sitting home alone. Well, besides their daughter being there, but she's not even down there.
No, I mean, he's yelling at her at the crime scene.
The first thing she's... Oh, okay. There's that. But when they cut to him back at home, the first thing she does... Oh, our son died today, but let's finish putting up the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
You do deserve to have your head taken off for that stupid shit.
Yeah, but I meant at the crime scene.
Well, little Billy died. Let's string up some lights. Well, come on. It's still Christmas time. Fuck you.
And Shannon Elizabeth, in her screen debut, plays the sister of Billy, which I don't think they ever have last names or anything. So, but it doesn't fucking matter anyways. But then Billy's parents are murdered at this point. They're arguing. The dad goes outside for a smoke. And somebody's like, hey, can I have a smoke? And then, for whatever reason... Instead of Jack Frost taking the axe out of his hands and, like, chopping him...
Well, this angry dad is a pussy because it takes him forever to pull this axe out of the giant tree stump he's got it lodged in.
Yeah, and then the Jack Frost shoves the axe in his mouth.
The axe handle. You'd think you'd go do something with the blade to cut him and make him bleed, but nope, make him deep throat the handle and just let him lay there on the ground with that shoved in his mouth.
And then he goes, only axed you for a smoke. One of the many wonderful puns by Jack Frost in this movie.
You know what, we did miss a few things. Let me just rewind a bit. And when they found out the old man had died, they're all going on about, I'll be bolting my door tonight. I'll be dragging my dresser in front of mine. Anybody that could kill an old man could easily take us. And then they're all, the one guy, the gun shop owner, decides to go, I'll be keeping my store open 24 hours and there's a special discount on ammunition until this is over. And then the sheriff just goes, it's going to be a gold dang turkey shoot. And then somebody else goes, one of his deputies goes, well, quicker than a jury. And when Billy got decapitated, when they come to get his body, they're playing like a Requiem version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which was amazing.
One quick thing I wanted to mention, I should have mentioned this before, but on the Wikipedia page under the trivia section, it says crazy credits. Special thanks to Act of Nature, Flash Flood, No Snow, High Winds.
That sounds about right. They had quotes peppered throughout the end credits that made it sound like, you know, different things and they were saying during shooting and different problems they were having and just like, oh, so no snow again, huh? Great.
Yeah. And then the mom gets murdered. Her face gets smashed into ornaments, a box of ornaments, about 500 times.
Well, somehow Jack Frost manages to not just sneak into the house, even if, as we learn later, he's supposedly melting himself down, flowing under doors, and freezing himself back up. That should still take at least a little bit of time, but no, he just seems to instantly do it like a ghost or something. But yeah, what does he do but decide to tie her up with some lights and popcorn string, then smash her face into ornaments and stab the star on top of the tree in her head.
Well,
and
then when the cops... Yeah, but the thing is, she said that she always wanted to be the angel on the tree, which is like, that's why he never heard her say
that. Yeah, exactly. And then when the cops show up, they're just like, well, do you think we should leave her up for Christmas? As the one guy pops Pez out of his snowman dispenser.
Well, then, at this point, once these couple murders have happened, the FBI shows up, or whatever they were, government agents.
Yeah, he finally questions them about, what are you, FBI? Sure, why not? Thanks, prick.
And then
I'm Agent Manners, because I need some.
When the FBI's trying to get everybody to go back into their homes and tell everybody all kinds of stuff to do, the townspeople are just so dumb. You were talking about that before, too. Like, they're just all so idiotic and stupid, and they just won't listen to a word anybody has to say.
Well, first of all, it is kind of weird. He's like, oh, you got to put people under curfew, so you'd think you'd go around and just tell people to stay in their homes. But no, let's gather them all up and pull them into this church in the middle of town and then wonder why people are pitching a bitch about it. And then the guy's like, you get this under control or I'll have you replaced. And then the one deputy goes, what's eating him? And the other one goes, not his girlfriend, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then the sheriff locks the one guy up in the jail cell who was the he owned the shop because he was there. He found the bodies.
Yeah, he saw that, and then Jack Frost started coming for him, so he just ran out of the house, and then finally made his way back. It was a snowman. It was a snowman. Like, I know being scared that you saw like people that you know be murdered, but you'd think somebody that old would have a little bit to I don't know.
But instead, and then they lock him up instead of being like, oh, he found these bodies. Nope, he did it.
Yep.
Like, oh, we gotta lock this crazy.
So much for your crazy outsider thought, you know, until we, you know, oh, somebody's screaming about a snow. Oh, he's crazy. Fry him. Oh, this town's amazing. We should go live there. And we'll go, like, I'll go buy a box of condoms or something. Oh my god, did you hear some sex pervert moved into town? He cleared out the condom section at the drugstore. He's probably planning on raping all our kids.
And then one of the officers is also murdered. I forgot about that murder.
Oh yeah, the one takes off on his own to do something. I forget what it was, but he's just going down the street. And there is, like, some snowing going on.
Jack Frost melts down. This is the first time you see him melt down to water and refreeze inside something.
But, like, he just pops up in the middle of the street as a snowman holding a stop sign, and the guy decided to stop for him rather than just drive around and, like...
Or drive through him. I mean, it's a snowman. It's snow. You can drive through it if you wanted to.
Yeah, but he didn't seem like he was going fast enough to do... anyway. But, like... There's this crisis going on, but I'm going to stop and get out and look at the snowman in the middle of the road. I have a job to do, but fuck it, because here's a snowman rolling a stop sign, and I need to obey him.
And then Jack Frost gets inside the police cruiser and runs the fucking guy over.
And he only did it, like, once halfway and then just left. Like, there's a chance he could have lived through that. Like, nope. What kind of serial killer are you?
No, but he assumed that all the idiots in this town wouldn't go look for this guy anytime soon. So he knew that he would just end up dying on his own. Like, oh, fuck this guy. So then...
Well, one other thing we missed was Shannon Elizabeth's character leaves right before her parents get killed. And the dad flips out on her. You're not going out there dressed like some lady of the night. You're in this godforsaken outfit you're wearing. She's like... The Lord forsook this house long ago, and just dramas her way out.
The thing is, she wasn't even wearing anything revealing.
No, not at all. It's winter, for God's sake. What do you?
And then when she takes some of her clothes off that her dad can see, she's wearing thermal, long thermal underneath.
Hold on, you whore! You need to go out dressed like a beekeeper.
So yeah, her and then her boyfriend, and they sneak into the sheriff's house for a night of intimacy. Like, what reasons do they have to sneak into the sheriff's house?
In this small town, don't know of a better place to go to have sex.
Some barn or something?
Yeah, and even if it is the winter, how fucked is she that she wants to go have sex in the house of the sheriff? Not just the sheriff, but the house where her brother was just decapitated earlier in the day.
Well, it's apparently vengeance. She mentioned something about she wanted to go there because of... She's mad at the sheriff or something. But still, that's still a bullshit, stupid thing.
Yeah, I need to get back for the loss of my brother, so I'll just fuck till I get my way.
Yeah, and then she's like, what does she say about the, she's like, I want wine and
a fire. They sneak into the kitchen, they start making out, and she's just like, oh yeah, so they start stripping, and it was like Life Stinks with Mel Brooks, where homeless people trying to go at it, and they're pulling off their, like, dozen coats, like, I want you, where are you? Like, it takes forever, they finally get down to, like, just regular clothes, like, you know, shirt and pants.
And then she starts unbuttoning that, and then she's like, no. I was like, no tits. Fuck this shit.
Well, at least we know where we can go to see her tits. Unlike most of these other movies. But yeah, in the middle of all this then, she demands I want a roaring fire in the fireplace and some wine. Really? You're sneaking into the sheriff's house to have sex? And you want to make it way conspicuous that somebody's been here doing something?
And then the kid goes to get the champagne, or well, he gets champagne and not wine, but then he goes to get ice for it. And he opens up the freezer, which is full of just snow.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you think that's weird?
Yeah, and the weirder thing is you think it's Jack Frost, right? But no, it's not, because he comes in under the door a little bit later. So they just keep snow in their freezer at the sheriff's house.
Yeah, they keep snow and a carrot in their freezer.
I wonder if it was the boy, maybe more his special work. Dad, I made special in the freezer.
There's just a dump in there. He just took a dump in the freezer. Yeah, seriously. So, oh god. Yeah, and then he goes, who's there? And then Jack Frost goes, well, it ain't fucking Frosty.
Yeah.
Like, like some of these one-liners did have me rolling, but that, like, that was about it as far as Jack Frost goes. Like, I thought the character was could have been done so much better. I think if done right, this movie could be really awesome. But it for a lot of the parts of this movie, it's pretty damn boring.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right. I feel like I would have enjoyed it, like so many other of these movies, like watching it with, you know, a group of people and usually having some kind of alcohol or something else involved.
So she goes in the bathtub, still no nudity. She goes in the bathroom and starts laying in there. Jack Frost weasels his way into the bathroom, goes in there, and instead of, I thought she was just gonna drown and be encompassed in snow. No, he reforms fully, lifts her up, and then fucks her to death.
Oh yeah, yeah, I love that. Like, you see the conveniently placed hand, so you can't really see it, but he's like, and like, he reforms except for the carrot nose, and I'm just thinking, you know, huh. And, like, thinking, like, you know, guess they forgot it, and then finally, oh, I know where the carrot is.
Well, he pulls the carrot from down below and puts it back on.
Yeah, yeah, but before they did that, like, I put it together just before that.
Well, yeah.
And even in the end credits. Because
the carrot floats up at one point and hits her in the legs.
Even in the end credits, they have one of the quotes says, you know, where's the carrot in the shower scene or the bathtub scene?
Well, and then after that murder, this is when we learn that bullets or anything else for some reason can't stop.
Oh, I love the way they put this. Oh, was it Stone, the other guy, supposedly? The goofy scientist that knows what's going on? He's like, or Manners says to him, I thought you said conventional weapons were useless against him.
Yeah.
Conventional weapons. I just love the fucking
dialogue. Yeah. Which they basically are.
Because I know, but like, who would put it like that?
No, yeah, I don't know who would say conventional weapons, but they are. It's just like, there's nothing that can stop this thing. This thing, it's like, they should have just fucking killed Jack Frost when they had the chance forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, and I mean, well, they didn't know this was going to happen, but it's just like, well, now he's melted down into this unstoppable thing that can never die. Basically, they try so many times in this movie to kill him, and he just keeps coming back to life and back to life and back to life.
Well, he decides he comes after them in the police station,
yeah,
and they get the brilliant idea, like, oh, he's coming in, like, should we turn up the heat? No, blow up the building! Blow up the building!
Yeah.
Not turn on the heat!
So, he's coming at them, and they all escape through the window, and they get out. They let the one guy go out of the jail and stuff, and they get out, and they run across the street.
Well, I like that they were trying to get out, then get to the window, like, oh, nards, it's locked. So they send the sheriff back to get the keys, and he sees Frosty, or Jack Frost, melting under the door. And so what does he do? Instead of grab him quickly, he does like a stupid chick in a movie, just slowly, agonizingly reaches, like, a few centimeters a second towards the keys instead of just grabbing them. And then on the way out, oh, the shopkeeper's still in here. It's a good thing we didn't blow it up yet. Like, yeah. Okay, let him out, then get out, then blow up the
building.
So
they get out, and they go across the street, and right as they're about to blow it up, the one guy has his gun, and he pulls it out, this, like, ridiculous-looking gun, for whatever reason, it had this, like, giant scope on it and stuff. He pulls it out, and right before he shoots, he goes, somebody remember to let the cat out?
Yeah!
I was like, what? How is that a badass thing to say before you shoot a gun? Or he says, somebody remember to let out the cat, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
It was just like, somebody let out the cat? Like, what? Was there ever a cat? Did we ever see a police, this, like, cat that was in the police station?
Maybe he meant something along the lines of rock out with your cock out, but he went with cat as a stand-in for pussy, and he just wanted to be like, you know, oh yeah, rock out with my vag out.
I guess, but he just said that somebody remember to let out the cat. I don't know, I was just so confused. And then they blow him up, and he's still not dead. He comes out all twisted, and his head is where his
half melting
ass should be. His arms where his head should be.
He's trying to run off for
really,
now to reform
but
properly.
The thing is, does it really matter? Can't he just turn into liquid and reform?
You'd think so, but I guess
it's like the T-1000 in the Terminator 2. The only time he couldn't reform was at the end of the movie when he's in that molten, like, you know, lava, and he's just trying to reform, and he can't do it because he's in that. No, he wasn't. The T-1000's in explosions and stuff, and that.
Well, maybe he has his limits, too, and, like, being right inside of or right next to a fire is just too much for him, but he can pull it off.
Well,
I do think it's dumb, but, you know.
When he comes out and he goes after him again, some of the people run into the garage, run into that church or whatever,
yeah.
And they lock the other people out for whatever reason. The sheriff and the secretary, not the sheriff, but the one police officer and the secretary get locked out. But as they're running in, there's some guy with a marshmallow on a stick walking out of the building. And he just walks and just walks and nothing. I was just like, what? Who was that guy?
They give no fucks in Snowmontana.
Like, it's just like this like, it must have been like what they do when they just let the special people just create special. Look, I made special on a stick.
Even with Jack Frost on his way, not one single fuck was given that day.
Yeah, and then they burn him in the incinerator.
Mm.
And then the one guy doesn't, he saved...
Well, they use the wonderful tactic of, let's get a bunch of hair dryers together with extension cords that go all the way down to the basement, because that's going to work. I'd like to see any church that has, like, all that kind of equipment. Oh, extension cords up the ass and, you know, a dozen hair dryers? Sure, here you go.
Well, yeah, every church needs that kind of stuff. Does he say, blow me... Or does one of the cops...
No, they get him into the incinerator thing, shut him in there, and he seems to melt, and they're like, oh, okay, it's done now. Really? After talking to these people that just straight up said there might not be a way to kill him, this is only a chance? Like, the sheriff just like, okay, we're done here.
And then he comes back alive.
Especially for somebody who was so worried about, like, even after he was executed, I still feel like he's around. Nope, we're done now. So then he reforms with the two FBI guys down there. He just pops up behind Manners and goes like, blow me, then kills him.
Yeah, now he has ice teeth.
Yeah.
He has insane icicle teeth. The head, which that point, it was almost just the head in the scene. They could have done like a little puppet or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just cut holes in the back of it and move the mouth. Instead of, it was like, it was as if somebody was holding these two giant halves and just barely moving it with the teeth.
It kind of made me think of like a giant Venus flytrap or something.
That didn't close ever. And then he goes, don't eat the yellow snow.
Well, before
that's another
he kills,
one of his one-liners in that moment, too.
Before he kills the other guy, he's like, wait, don't you need me? I could try to put you back. No, I like it how I am. Okay, well, wait. Well, how's it feel to have conquered death and, you know, achieve the human dream? He's like, it feels fucking cold. And then he, like, so I guess melts himself down and fills himself inside the guy and then comes out as, like, zombie... Whatever the hell his name was, and then, like, you know, the guy, like, pukes him out, and he turns back into Jack
Frost. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. I wish they would have done a little more with that, like, you know,
He kept going inside people and, like, spewing out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I kept thinking that was going to happen in the bathtub scene, and then he didn't do it, like, you know, just flow inside of you and then freeze, and then, because water expands when it freezes, and then, like, burst out of you and do something really gross, but... I guess, you know, fucking her to death works, too. Like Turkey, almost, except, you know, he fucked her and then just broke her neck.
Yeah, and then he starts going after the sheriff and his son. Shit. Oh, and then that's where the sheriff throws the oatmeal at his son because he finds out that the kid put antifreeze in the oatmeal cookies.
Well, they were in the car, and Jack Frost gets in the car, and I missed what happened, but I assume, like, they threw it at him on accident, and then he started freaking out. Oh, it burns! And he's just like, oh, what'd you put in there? Like, well, I didn't want you to be cold, Dad, so I put antifreeze in there. Antifreeze in the food you're
gonna
feed
your car.
Yeah,
the thing is, though, like, I don't even understand why the sheriff threw the oatmeal at Jack Frost. He, like, inadvertently just threw it at him, and then it burns the snowman's head and starts melting. But when he melts, it almost looks like it's, like, part of somebody's head melting.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. It almost doesn't make...
I guess just to let you know that, oh, he's been hurt now for real. He's bleeding.
And then, Because the kid didn't want his dad to be cold, he put antifreeze in the oatmeal.
I love that.
Yeah. Like,
this kid made special in so many ways.
Yeah, seriously. Could have killed his dad. If his dad didn't...
I don't want people to think that I killed Billy, but I almost killed my dad.
Yeah, because he thought he could help him from getting cold.
Oh, my God.
Like, yep, you sure are special, Red. Or Ryan, or whatever the hell your name was. So, then they fill the back of the one guy's pickup truck with antifreeze. Like,
oh yeah, he tells the shopkeeper guy from before, like, you go to your place and get all this antifreeze and put it in the back of your truck and you'll be back here in 5 minutes, because you could do all that in 5 minutes.
Yeah, then it just so happens to arrive just in time as the Jack is chasing him through the church and stabs him with an icicle. And then the truck gets there just in time. However, they crash through the window into the truck's bed.
Full of antifreeze, which even if he's not swallowing it, I'm sure has got to be pretty toxic for him anyway.
Yeah, then he melts in the antifreeze, and then they bury the antifreeze underground.
Well, first of all, no, he fights with him for a while, and the pieces are, like, breaking up and sort of bleeding and whatever, and they think it's done, but then somehow a stray arm is on his son.
Yeah.
Like, Dad! And then he has to grab his son and dunk his son in the antifreeze, too.
Yeah, when he's dunking his son, it almost looked like he was drowning him.
Trying to feed me antifreeze, you fuck! Oh,
and then when the... When Jack Fresco's flying through the air before he falls into there, it makes the sound of, like, the General Lee, the horn from the Dukes of Hazzard. It goes, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Like, what? Why? Why? And then that's when he makes the snowman snowballs joke.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason. He just goes, what's the difference between snowman and snowwoman? No balls. Like, that's when he's melting them. Like, what? This makes no sense. Absolutely. Oh, God. And then when they go to bury all the... Because they decide to take all the antifreeze from the back of the truck and put it perfectly back into every single container that they dumped into there.
Well, what else are they going to put it in? If you let it get out...
How are you going to put it exactly in every back in all those... containers.
Very, very carefully.
Would have taken forever.
It would have, but if this is the only way to stop some killer snowman, wouldn't you do it too?
Yeah, but the state police would have showed up way before then. The state police show up as they're burying it.
Well, it's pretty obvious that, like the rest of the cops in this movie, they give no fucks.
Well, the wife goes, what are we going to tell the state police when they show up? And he goes, well, tell them it's too late. And then they go to the one of the containers down below, and it just starts bubbling, and then we just hear, ha ha ha! Like, oh boy. And then that leads to Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Killer Snowman. Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
Oh,
sorry.
Nice.
Yeah, so the movie is not the greatest, and it's, you know...
It's still good.
It has a cult following, and it was funny. It was boring at times. I think if you took some of those boring chunks out, it'd make for a more fun movie to watch. Gave Shin Elizabeth their start, though she isn't really in much anymore nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm. I can't really remember the last thing she was in.
That 70s show, as far as I know. Getting knocked up by Kelso.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything else she's really been in.
So. Well, I enjoyed it. I just think, like, I don't know if there was as much of a market for, like, these, you know, awesomely bad movies back then as it was.
Yeah,
you know,
I think they were because they would come out all the time on video. I see this crap on video all... You still see it. You go to a video store now, like a Family Video or whatever, and every Tuesday the shelves are full of this crap still. Hmm. It's more of the Sci-Fi Channel original variety with the super crappy CG where the story is even worse and it's even more boring to watch.
Well,
like Sharktopus and shit.
I just think now that they do have a bit of a following, like, if they were to get something going again, like, give it a little better budget and just go full-on ridiculous with it, and it'd do a lot
better. Yeah.
What I really want to see is a crossover between this and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Jack Frost versus Turkey.
Yeah, I think if they would have not taken it more seriously as in the context of the movie, but taking it more seriously...
Take the silly shit more seriously.
Take the more serious with the silly shit, and... You know, have a little bit more focus on the movie. It could have been like Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is a perfect example of something you could take something so shitty like a puppet turkey and make it hilarious and make it amazing. I think they did a great job with that movie. And it's along the same lines as this. And I just feel like this could have done... If they redid this, I think it would be awesome.
One extra small gravy-flavored condom.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was Jack Frost from 1996. Thank you at Movie Village Vigilante for the suggestion. It was definitely hilarious. There were definitely some ridiculous moments. It's just an outrageous movie, and the costume, I mean, you never really see him all in full unless he's a snowman just sitting there.
Yeah.
There's never a full body shot of him moving. They could have, like, at least pushed it along with somebody moving the arms or something. I would have even taken that, but there's no shots of a full body motion Jack Frost. It's either, like, the head or an arm. It's never anything below that.
Yeah, motion really would have made him more interesting to me, instead of just being like...
Or just a snowman costume from, like I said, like it could have been like a mall snowman, like, that's next to Santa
Claus.
Even
if it looked shitty, I still think it could have been pretty good if they played up the shittiness right and tried to act like it wasn't there, just, you know, I gotta move.
Yeah.
Like, see Frosty in his boots, too, like you'd see him with boots in cartoons, you know, just like... No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. Like, or he could have been like, happy birthday. Like,
you know, as much as he wanted a cigarette, they should have brought in the pipe, you know? Have him smoke and.
Well, when they kill him at the end, they do see the pipe laying on the ground. I don't know where he got a pipe from, but they do show a pipe on the ground.
Okay.
I didn't really know where that came from.
See, it would have been better if you'd use it in the movie then. But
Well, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't in the budget to have the snowman smoking a pipe, I guess. So, yeah, that was 1996's Jack Frost. Next week for our... It'll be the day after Christmas that this will air. We are going to do the always wonderful He-Man, She-Ra... A Christmas special.
That is assuming we make it to Christmas, which we might not. This Friday, end of the world.
End of the world.
Zombie mines with death rays.
So if we do make it to next week we will be covering He-Man, She-Ra, A Christmas Special from 1985. I would definitely recommend watching this one. It's a short watch. It's definitely worth your time. It's available on Netflix. It's available on IMDb, even though it just says it's a clip. It says 45 minutes long.
Wow.
What kind of clip is 45 minutes long? Well, the He-Man, She-Ra, A Christmas Special.
Well, maybe if you had the attention span they had back when silent movies first came out. Oh, sure.
I'll go see this clip. So, yeah, next week will be He-Man, She-Ra, A Christmas Special. Oh, like I said, find us on our website, bmbpodcast.com, at bmbpodcast on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, and make sure you subscribe and tell your friends about the podcast. For B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm DRC. And I'll find a way! I'll find a way!
It's the best of the worst.